I was doing a show. I then become a producer in 1954, and I had a couple of hits with my partners and with George Abbott directing, and we were with the third show in 3 years, I think.
That's a lot.
And it was called New Girl in Town. It was based on Anna Christie and had a terrific score by Bob Merrill, but it was a bad idea for a musical. However, the score seduced us, and it was finished when it was brought to us because it had was a proposed movie for Doris Day. And the studio wouldn't make it. And we loved the score, so we took it. In any case, I called Steve from Boston to complain about all our troubles. He was preparing to go into rehearsal with West Side Story with Cheryl Crawford, mm-hmm. who was a prestigious producer, a really good one.
And Roger Stevens was involved with that, too.
Yeah, well, Roger Stevens was always involved.
Okay.
But he was in the back somewhere raising money and encouraging.
Okay.
He didn't do any real producing ever that I know of. Cheryl, a year earlier to the day that she was going to do West Side Story, had done Candide, and it was a disaster. And I'd seen it. By then I knew Lenny enough that I wanted to see the thing, and I knew Steve was working with Lenny. And I thought it was really bad, a bad mix of material. His buoyant score, Lillian Hellman's heavy-handed book, and so on. And oddly enough, the scenery was very important, heavy. So there's no lightheartedness about anything but the score. So when she got to a year later, having lost all the money on Candide, her investors' money, she couldn't raise the money.
Wow.
For West Side Story. And I get it. She's a terrific lady. So I'm talking to Steve about my problems. Then finally I say, how's everything going with your show? He says, we have no show. What are you saying? He said, we lost our producer. So it was early in the week. And I said, we had a couple more weeks in Boston. I said, we're not working on Sunday. What if my partner and I fly back to New York and meet with you and Lenny and Jerry Robbins and Arthur Lawrence and talk about it? Would you really? I said, yeah. So we did. And we met in the Osborne in Lenny's apartment. And he played the score, and very loudly, whoa, because I think he was nervous.
Okay.
And Steve sang the lyrics with Lenny, neither of whom really can sing. And Arthur and Jerry were there, and I was not supposed to have heard the score, so I acted like I didn't, but then I forgot.
Uh-oh.
And I started to hum along a little at one point. And Lenny said, that's what I've always wanted, a producer who understands music. So that was a good review. And at that meeting, we decided to do it. And I said to them, look, I'm in trouble with the show in Boston, so we'll do the show. We're going to renegotiate all your contracts. Down, of course. And that didn't make anybody happy, but they certainly wanted a show. I said, now please let us have the time to work on the show we're working on. So don't expect to talk to us at all. But the minute we open, we'll hit the ground running and we'll get the show on as soon as possible. It was yet to be cast. Most of the scenery was designed, but not all of it, and certainly not all the way anyone wanted necessarily.
Okay.
So there was a lot of work to do, plus raising the money. But the one thing we knew was, having the track record we had, we could raise the money in one day.
Wow.
All I had to do was send a letter out. Of course, it only costs $300,000 to do a show.
A little bit more now, huh?
Oh. $15 million that show would have cost.
Today?
Sure.
Wow.
So no one called us. Our lawyers renegotiated all their contracts down. And we hit the ground running. We opened. The show was a hit, not a success. And we went, managed to do all the stuff we had to do. Of course, raise the money, cast the show, finish the scenery, talk about the material and stuff, and even change the title from West Side Story to Gangway. And then, guess what? Back to West Side Story. I think we went into rehearsal 6 weeks later than the original date.